This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 20th. Okay, so Davos is underway, and it's going to turn into an emergency summit for the U.S. to meet with all our allies, because President Trump has been stirring the pot, and he's threatened to put 10% tariffs on up to 8 allies. By June 1st, and if they don't cooperate with him on Greenland, he's offering to put 25% tariffs on them. Now, of course, this is a negotiating tactic, okay? But, you know, there are certain world leaders like French President Macron that President Trump takes pleasure in humiliating. He leaked some texts that were somewhat embarrassing about France's handling in Syria. And Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has offered to mediate any of the NATO bloc's differences. So this is getting to be very interesting. Obviously, President Trump wants Greenland, and he wants NATO to spend more money on its security. And we'll see what happens. And Denmark has been trying to accommodate the U.S., so it's we'll see. But we'll see if we actually buy Greenland and what happens. Okay. Anyway, President Trump is going to talk on Wednesday, okay? And he will probably give a big speech about, you know, peace and prosperity in the world. It'll be interesting if he has any comment regarding Iran. Obviously, the U.S. has moved a lot of naval resources there and is trying to intimidate the Iranian regime. And the Iranian regime is taunting the U.S., so it'll be interesting to see if there is going to be a response, okay? I suspect there will be, but obviously we want to be careful because no one needs a long, drawn-out fight. What President Trump's trademark is fast and furious responses and get out. Now, we have been evacuating military bases in the region because the Iranians have threatened to retaliate. So this is going to be interesting to watch. In the meantime, the bond vigilantes are in charge. These are the people that like to let interest rates meander higher when there's just uncertainty in the world. And that's happening now. The 10-year Treasury this morning is 4.29. I think it's going to be 3.5% several months from now because there's going to be a lot of deflationary news. And then the U.S. dollar should strengthen and a lot of foreign capital will be coming to America. There may be currency devaluations around the world because a lot of countries can't pay their debt, mostly China. But Japan's also in that camp as well. So the bond vigilantes right now are focused mostly on Japan because the new prime minister is spending money and Japan has a massive deficit. They're also focused on Britain. You know, Britain has this demographic decline. Some of the wealthy people fled Britain, and now they have to raise taxes to make up for the money that left, and that's not a good thing, to raise taxes on the middle class. And then France is in the same boat. So what's happened to those last three countries is when you are losing households because your population is aging and the people coming in aren't, you know, paying taxes or contributing, you get yourself in a real budget conundrum, okay? And the U.S. is not in that camp, okay? Because we have a higher birth rate. It's not high enough for replacement, but we do assimilate immigrants. I realize President Trump is only wants a certain type of immigrant, you know, ones that work, you know? And so the whole Minnesota mess is because of there were some immigrants that were apparently doing a fraud and taking that money and shipping it to terrorists. There's a naval intelligence officer running for upper office that's exposed all this. Apparently, it's been happening since 2016. And it's an outrageous claim, by the way. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, those immigrants, obviously, President Trump doesn't want. And he's just hell-bent to, you know, deport them or purge them. And so what's interesting is the U.S., though, is unbelievably demographically superior to everybody else. Our states are competing with each other. And we just have a better model moving forward, as well as 5% GDP growth, better demographics. And we're food and energy independent. I can go on and on. I should add that natural gas prices are up quite a bit because it's cold in the Northeast and Midwest. And that cold is obviously extended in the South, affecting places like Atlanta. And so because we have big metro areas cold right now, and the cold may persist for a while, natural gas prices are up. So, anyway, that's what's going on. So President Trump talks on Wednesday. I'm not worried about the market trying to react negatively at the opening because I own all these gold stocks. And gold's up sharply today because it's an oasis. So there are places to invest, and there are places that zig when the market zags, and gold is one of them. So I don't want you to worry. I think any pullback in our powerful tech stocks, especially the data center related stocks and semis, are all good buys right now. But all this will be clarified tomorrow when President Trump gives a speech in Davos, and we shall see. So don't worry about all the gyrations and distractions. Okay. The U.S. is just asserting its leadership, okay? And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's probably the coolest head out there. So you want to listen to what he's saying, and he's very assertive and very much behind what President Trump wants. So with that said, hang on, everybody. I know you don't like gyrations out there, but there's nothing wrong other than the U.S. is asserting its leadership. And the U.S. is the world leader, and we are the oasis for the rest of the world. And so when the dust settles, the dollar will be strong, rates will be lower. But it's going to take several months for people to realize that. So any dip is a good buying opportunity. And in the meantime, continue to own a lot of gold stocks because, again, they zig when other things zag, and that's why we have them. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.